All right, it is Tuesday morning, and that can only mean one thing. It is time for Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by the good folks at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and those of us here at 97.7 The Bolt, one of my favorite times of the week. Everybody knows that. We have Jen DeWinter with us today from the Diabetes Center at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Jen.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I've been worse. Thank you for asking. Now, Jen, I'm going to get right to it. I hear you're on a mission.
We are. Last year, we had to miss out on missions when possible because of that little thing going on called COVID. But this year, we're going to jump back in and get things started. So, yeah, I'm excited to talk to you about Missions When Possible 2022.
Fantastic. Tell us, first of all, what is it?
So it is an overall wellness challenge that begins January 1st, and it runs for 3 months, so it will come to a close on March 31st. It includes an overall weight loss challenge, so people, any businesses, we want to invite anybody who wants to participate to contact me. And if you have some employees who are interested in this, and you can build a team and join in the fun, because we want to compete with other local businesses. Really, the goal is just to kind of have an overall improvement, you know, of our community and their health and wellness. Mm-hmm. So this is one way that we've decided to include that in our community. So you would weigh in by January 1st. That's your start weight. And you're going to actually weigh in as a whole business, so no one's going to be sending us individual weights. And then you're going to weigh in at the end of January, the end of February, and the end of March. So that's part of Mission Slim Possible. The other part is we understand that it's not all about weight, wellness, and being healthy. We will include monthly challenges, looking like the month of January will be a water intake challenge.
Oh.
The month of February will be based more on activity, trying to get a certain number of active minutes during the day. And then we'll finish up with March, which is super important, just kind of mindfulness, mental health awareness, something that you can do every day, like 1 minute mindfulness exercises, just to help people relieve some stress, learn how to handle that those types of situations. So each of those months, we'll have a bonus challenge also, so you can earn extra points for your team any of those ways, through weight loss, through the activity challenges, and through the bonus challenges.
Now, that sounds really interesting. That's great. And you guys have been doing this how long?
Well, it started high capacity, kind of started it off, and they used to break up into teams amongst their business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 1 year, they approached the hospital, so the first year, it was just high capacity in the hospital, and then it really grew after that. So I'm going to say at least 5 years.
Wow, that is really cool.
We've probably been doing this. Yeah, and then it was sad we had to miss out last year, but that's okay. We had other things. So we're just hoping people maybe are looking for something like that and want to join in. So I would just highly encourage anybody who's interested, find some people at your place of business and give me a call. We want people to get signed up by December 20th, just so that we'll send out some information shortly after that, but that way you don't have to wrestle around when it gets close to the holiday season there, and then you can just start off January 1st, hit the ground running.
Now, about how many businesses take part in this?
We have had anywhere from about 10 to 11.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're hoping for at least that many, and there's room for just as many or more. It's pretty slick. How we go back and forth, communicate every month is just basically you kind of identify a contact person at your place of business with an email.
Mm-hmm.
And then every month you'll get this email, and then you collect the data from your place of business and fill out the survey and email it back. So
well,
then it's all calculated and all the data is collected that way.
Sure. So that is really neat. Now, you mentioned, and this is semi-related, but I think people need to hear this. You mentioned water intake as a part of this.
Yes.
Jen, how important is water intake to just your overall health and fitness?
You know, it's it just helps keep your body hydrated. I know a lot of times patients will have lab work done and, oh, it looks like you're a little dehydrated, or you may take certain medications.
Yes.
That kind of cause, you know, that's one of the side effects is it dehydrates you a little bit. But when you drink water, obviously, is the best way to get that hydration. It keeps your joints, you know, moving. Mm-hmm. It keeps your kidneys flushing things out, working properly, helps your brain work better. So yes, water is a huge component. You know, our bodies are made up of mostly water. So you want to replenish that and be drinking water throughout the day.
Now, I am a diabetic and also on the heavy side, which Jen, we are working on. how important is that water intake to a diabetic?
Right. Absolutely. It helps flush out, you know, when your blood sugar can be a little bit higher. If you can drink some water, again, push that sugar out through those kidneys, it's not going to make a huge difference, but it can help lower that blood sugar. Sure. Especially a sign of high blood sugar is dehydration. You may not really realize that's mm-hmm. going on, but mm-hmm. that can kind of teeter with a dangerous level there. So obviously, we want you to the doctor before that happens.
Sure.
But yes,
that
water is very important.
People underestimate the simple things, Jen.
No, but that's what's great about Mission Slim Possible. It's not, the challenges are not things that are impossible.
Right.
It is like drink 64 ounces of water 5 days a week.
Right.
You know, that's kind of where we start. And it just helps people feel better. They sleep better. Their brain functions better. So it's, you know, just like you said, it's a kind of a no-brainer, but you just don't always get it done.
Well, some people get busy and just forget about it.
I know.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of that. And being diabetic, I get thirsty. My body says, "Hey, we need you over here." You know. Okay, great. And what is the date to be entered by?
We would like December 20th, and that is not a hard cutoff. We just want to be able to give people the information and have that distributed to their employees in plenty of time. Like I said before, a lot of people, I think, take that week between Christmas and New Year's off,
sure.
or you're just gone a little bit more. So it just gives people a little bit of a cushion to get the information passed around and the communication mm-hmm. so that everyone's on the same page when we start this January 1st.
And where can they go to get more information on this, Jen?
They can call me here at the Humboldt Hospital at 332-7643.
Okay.
Or they can contact Lon Varonkoon or Shay Sadoff out at High Capacity.
Wonderful. And I will personally throw a hat out here if anybody likes a challenge, and I'm going to put everybody here on the spot in the station. If 15 teams will sign up for this week, I will make everybody here at the station do this.
Well, that sounds great.
So there you go. There you go. Now, see, the health of everybody at the station is in your hands, folks. You have to sign up now.
They need you.
And we have one really healthy 30-year-old that I'm going to make lead the team. So.
There you go.
Right.
Team captain.
There you go. And I mean it, folks. Get 15 teams in with Jen, and I will force everyone here at the station to get on board, because there's no such thing as too healthy. Right, Jen?
That's right.
Amen.
And it's just fun. You know, a lot of times maybe you're someone else in your family or a friend works at a different place, and this is a fun way to help motivate each
right.
other. Hey, are you doing this? Hey,
right.
did you know about this? There have been some sabotaging in the past years. Sometimes cookies or donuts show up at people's places of work, and so you can have fun with it.
Yeah, good way for us to get some free food here. Jen DeWinter, everybody should have fun, get a little healthier, and just take part. It's education.
It is.
All right, Jen, over at the Diabetes Center, Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, this has been Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by the good folks at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and your buddies here at 97.7 The Bolt. Thanks a lot, Jen. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. And Your Care, Our Mission will be back next Tuesday morning, and I will be back right after this.